أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين We were discussing verse number 128 أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم Our Lord make us submissive to you and from our progeny a nation submissive to you and show us our rights of worship and turn to us clemently indeed you are the all clement the all merciful Now we discussed about ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك make us two Muslims for you. And what I said was that this is the highest level of faith, the end of spectrum of the faithful. It begins with Islam, but a very low level Islam, which is just submission by the tongue, coming to the full submission of the heart and the soul. And this is what they are asking. However, because they were already, of course, completely submissive. So some of the exegetes have said that it means that they were asking Allah to keep them on this submissiveness, to keep them on this path of submissiveness. We discussed this last week, but the question is what they mean by وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ And from our ذُرِّيَة, from our progeny, means the two, of course, Ibrahim and Ismail, and Ummah, which is Muslima. Of course, they are not asking about Islam in the very sort of watery way, in that there is a group calling themselves Islam. They are asking for a group from among their Zuriya who are Muslims like them. What they are asking now from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they want that type of Islam. And this, of course, cannot be for the whole Zurriya. It could be only for a certain group of this Zurriya. It's exactly the same as the dua of Ibrahim when he was appointed as the Imam. قَالَ إِنِّي جَعَلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي From my Zurriya as well. And here he is asking exactly the same thing, the type of Islam that they are asking for, the type of submission they are asking for. They are asking for a group, women ذُرِّيَّتِنَا, from our progeny. And then among this progeny, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا And you appoint from this أُمَّةٌ مُسْلِمَةٌ a messenger. Or in this أُمَّةٌ مُسْلِمَةٌ a messenger that we will talk about later. That is why in all Shi'i commentaries, we see that this Ummatun Muslima has been interpreted as the A'imma alayhimus salam, including the Prophet, peace be on him, of course. A'imma alayhimus salam and the Prophet, this is what they are asking for. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً Like completely submissive to you. That is why Faiz Kashani in Safi, has taken Ummah to, in its maf'uli sense, rather than its fa'ili sense, says jama'atun yu'ammun, not ya'ummun, wa yuqsadun, wa yuqtada bihim. This Ummah has the meaning of intention, having the shared goal hidden in it. When we call a group of people Ummah, Not any group of people are called Ummah. That's why we translate it as nation. A group of people who have common goals, common values, have common intentions, this is called an Ummah. However, what Faiz Kashani says, that this Ummah means a group that other people tend to turn towards them, tend to... intend to go towards them and follow them. This is a very difficult, of course, meaning that we give to Ummah. However, when we look into the Quran, we see that this ummah is described in many places, and it does not actually fit the meaning of the whole nation of Islam. It's not possible. We say that the ummah, which is used in the Quran, is the nation of Islam. وَكَذَلَكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. In this way, we have made you a medium ummah, so that you are witness over all nations, you are role models. Well, how could we say Muslims have been role models for all nations? How could we say Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas, and nowadays you see Muslim nation, how can be their role model? Actually, others are role models of nation of Islam. So what ummah means has a specific meaning. Now let's go to Surah Hajj to see. There is a reference here to this Ummatun Muslimah and to what Ibrahim asked and called them. The two ending verses of Surah Hajj, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ruk'u wasjudu. We know that Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu may refer to different groups, may refer to the whole believers, may refer to a specific section of believers. And here is very specific. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده. Strive in the in God, not in the way of God. I have mentioned this before. We have الجهاد في سبيل الله والجهاد في الله. Jihadu fi sabilillah is going to the battlefield and fighting for the way of Allah. But jihadu fi Allah is a striving to become purer and purer for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here it says, jahidu fi Allah haqqa jihad, the way he deserves. Of course, none of us can do this. This refers to a very, very particular group of the believers. And then he says, huwajtabakum. He has chosen you. Again, it never applies to the whole ummah. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. It's just like the Prophet. The Prophet is told, مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكَ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ and مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. There is no tightness. There is no difficulty in faith for you. Whatever is given to you in terms of faith, you accept. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. This is the religion of your father Ibrahim. هو سماكم المسلمين. He called you Muslim. This ummah Muslima. ومن ذرية أمّة مسلم. He called you Muslim. So this ummah, which is referred to in different places in the Quran, doesn't refer to the whole nation of Islam, to whole believers. It refers to a particular group of people in among the Muslims. And therefore, when we want to come to these verses where ummah is mentioned, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. The messenger is your role model, you are role model for others, in particular, of course, group of. In Surah Al-Imran, there is a more clear indication that mu'minun should not think that all of them have the quality of leadership. There should be some people among the mu'minun who can lead them. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. To the end of the verse, all hold to the rope of Allah, do not disagree with each other, do not quarrel. And then it says, وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ. You go to all translations and commentaries. There is a confusion in translation of this verse, in commentary about this verse. There should be among you a group who يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, who enjoin good and forbid evil. And then you see these Salafis and ISIS come out killing people. They say, we are that ummah who are enjoining good and forbidding evil. The verse says that do not envy a group among you which are given the quality of leadership. Do not think that this is something that you can gain by collusion, by vote, or something like that. وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. There should be, Allah should appoint among you a group of people who call to good. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَلَى الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And then it says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيَانَةُ. Do not be like those who, of course, this is Banu Israel. When Bayinat came to them, they argued and they disputed about the leadership. And then وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Not accepting this leadership is kufr after iman. So this ummah that Ibrahim is asking for, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. And from our progeny, bring about an ummah, a group of people who are Muslima like us, like this Islam that we are asking from you. And this was given to them. And therefore, in most of the, in all of the commentaries in Shia commentaries, you will see that here, for example, Faiz Kashani says, وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وتحرهم تطهيرا كذا عن الصادق عليه السلام. It's reported from Imam Sadiq عليه السلام, this Ummah al-Muslima are Ahlul al-Bayt, that Allah has removed all impurity from them. Also, well, I have quotes from other ahadith here, from other commentaries here. They say this refers to Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. It's very clear. When we put all these verses together in the Quran, we can see that there is always a chosen group of people among Muslims who are referred to repeatedly. And this shows that this issue of spiritual leadership has been very much a point of attention by the Quran and by the verses of the Quran. So, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا, and show us our manasik. Now, nusuk means worship. رَجُلٌ nasik means رَجُلٌ abid. A nasik person means a worshipper. However, initially, nusuk has been used only for sacrifices offered to Allah, slaughters offered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Zabiha is nusuk. And that's why Allah says, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقُهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةَ الْأَنْعَامِ. For every nation we have put a place for, or a way to offer sacrifices to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mention the name of God on them. However, later on it has been actually expanded to all types of worship. Initially, nusuk and manasik are the slaughtered sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, arena manasikana, arena means arifna, show us. Now, there are two ways to understand this. One is that show us how we have to worship you in Hajj. Because, of course, up till then, they knew how to worship Allah, their salat and everything they knew. What they didn't know, because Allah was legislating Hajj for them, وَأَذَّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِ, you show us how we have to perform Hajj. This is one meaning of it. The other meaning is that, well, that was taken for granted, that these manasik would be given to them. They wanted to know the meaning of these manasik, the reality of this. This is what we really don't know, isn't it? We go to Hajj, we throw pebbles, we go around the house, we go to Mina, we go to Arafat, we don't know why we are doing these things. We hear certain things, but in reality we don't know. Here, what they are asking, maybe after Allah had told them, this is the way you have to do your manasik for Hajj, they are asking, okay, show us why we are doing this. What is the meaning behind this? What is the deep, deeper aspect of this manasik that we are performing in our Hajj, and also all other things that show us. The other meaning is that arana manasikana may mean arana jaza'a manasikana. The outcome of our worship, show us. Give us the reward of our worships that we are doing for you. Watub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Now, Majma' al-Bayan says, because we believe that the Anbiya are, of course, infallibles, and Tawbah is usually from sin. Therefore, there are several meanings or interpretations for this Tub alayna. Accept our repentance or turn to us. Now, Tub alayna, some say that it just means they are asking Allah to turn towards them. However, that would mean that should be put in Tub alayna, turn to us. Tub alayna is usually used for Tawbah, for repentance. So, in Majma' al-Bayan, he says that one of the meanings is that إنهما قالا هذه الكلمة على وجه التسبيح والتعبد والانقطاع إلى الله سبحانه ليقتدي بهم الناس فيها وهذا هو الصحيح. He said the correct meaning of it is this, that this Tawbah is a praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is an expression of humility, that no matter how much we worship, we still are have shortcomings. We still are sinners towards being grateful compared to our gratefulness to other things. We are still sinners. So they are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are expressing their ta'abbud, their ubudiyya by this, that no matter what we do, we are still not meeting the requirements of your shukr. The other meaning which are mentioned, and Majma' al-Bayan reports them, and what he doesn't accept, he said that the sahih, the correct meaning is this that I mentioned, that they were asking Tawbah for those of their progeny who were wrongdoers. Because Allah said, لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. The Zalimeen would not receive my covenant. Now, they are saying, oh, so there are many people in their progeny who are zalimin in that sense, who do not meet the requirements. So they say that Tub alayna means that accept the repentance of those, of course, zalimin who have faith, who repent towards you, you accept their repentance. And the other meaning which is mentioned is ma'nahu irji ilayna bil maghfirati wal rahma. You turn to us. Not that we repent to you, you turn to us. As I said, it should be ilayna then rather than alayna. Now, continuation of the dua. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan minhum yatlu alayhim ayatik wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal hikma wa yuzakkihim إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Our Lord, raise amongst them an apostle from among them who should recite to them your signs and teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are the Almighty, all wise. Now, وَبْعَثْ فِيهَمْ in who? In that أُمَّةٌ مُسْلِمَةٌ. He said, وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. From our progeny, a submissive group to you. And in them you appoint a prophet, Rasulan minhum, يعني من تلك الأمة. This is reported from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that this is specifically for those 12 Zuriya of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Zuriya of Prophet Ali, Imam Ali, and the 11 descendants of him. And of course, Fatima alayhi salam is included in them, certainly, because she is one of the purified, one of the Ummah Muslimah. And as I said last week, the only prophet who was appointed from this progeny was our prophet. That's why they say وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. They don't say وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رُسُولًا. Not messengers, not appoint messengers from among them, appoint a messenger among them. They know that, of course, this is so great, the position of this messenger is so great that it cannot be equaled with all those prophets, or all those prophets from the progeny of Ishaq cannot be equal to this one prophet from the progeny of Ismail. That is why the Prophet, peace be on him, have said that Ana da'watu Abi Ibrahim. I am the result of the dua, the supplication of my father Ibrahim alayhi salam. He asked and I came. Now, this makes things complicated, isn't it? You say that Prophet Muhammad is superior to everyone, he is the goal of creation. Then he says it was the dua of Ibrahim. You see how things are entangled into each other in this world. And 2,500 years before, Ibrahim prays, and 2,500 years later, Muhammad, peace be on him, comes. And as a result of that dua, Allah has no hurry, has no rush in doing things, isn't it? It's okay, granted. وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا, granted. When? 2,500 years later, isn't it? So, there is a hadith reported from the Prophet in Majmu' al-Bayan who said, أَنَا دَعْوَةُ أَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَبِشَارَةُ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. I am the dua of my father Ibrahim, and I am that good news of Isa alayhi salam, who mentions is quoted in the Quran from the words of Isa alayhi salam, wa mubashiran bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'di ismihi Ahmad. I give you good news about the rasul who comes after me, whose name is Ahmad. Now, there are three things here, rather four things mentioned, one after another. And that is, this Rasul should do what? Yatlu alayhim ayatik. Recite to them your signs, your communications. Yu'allimuhumul kitab, two, wal hikmah, three, wa yuzakkihim. And these think to be all the same thing, but they are not the same thing. So what these four things that he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yatlu alayhim ayatik. He reads for them your communication, and he teaches them the kitab, he teaches them the hikmah, and he purifies them. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Now, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ is very clear. He recites the verses which are revealed to him. However, these verses have different areas of knowledge. Some of them is the knowledge of kitab, some of them is hikmah, and all of them together would purify a person. So, yu'allimuhumul kitab means that kitab are those things written for or prescribed for a worshipper. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Kutiba alaykum كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ, for example, وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ. These things which are written for us, these are called kitab. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Salat is a written duty. So when we say kitab, as compared or as in, contrasted with the whole book, it means those prescriptions which are in the book. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. He teaches them these prescriptions that you have written for them. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Hikmah is different from kitab. Kitab are the duties that you have to do. Hikmah are knowledge, is knowledge which is given to us by the book, whether about Allah, about the philosophy of life, about the hereafter, about the deeper aspects of these kutub, which are written for us. This is hikmah. So you teach them both Kitab and Hikmah. Some of us only practice the Kitab. That's things which are written for us. We pray, we fast, all these things. These are the Kutub. They are Maktubun Alayna. But we don't have any Hikmah. We don't have any wisdom. We don't have any knowledge about God. We don't have any knowledge about why we do these things. So both of them are very important, not only to practice, but to know why we practice, to know about the philosophy of life, to know about God, to know about ourselves. So these together form a teaching which then purifies a person, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purifies them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمِ. In Majmu' al-Bayan, he says that from this verse, we know that Ibrahim and Ismail called for our prophet all the requirements of Nubuwwah. Because under Tilawatul Kitab, Yatlu Alayhim Ayatik, comes the pronouncement of the revelation. And then under Ta'aleem comes explanation of these. And under Hikmah comes Sunnah. This is a different way of saying this. Ta'aleem is explanation of the book. Yatlu Alayhim Ayatik is the book itself. Ta'aleem is explanation of that. And Hikmah is the Sunnah. However, what I mentioned, which our other exegetes mentioned as well, is a better explanation. Kitab is what is written to us, legislations, practical duties. Hikmah is the knowledge, what we know about God, about our actions. And Tazkiyah comes after that, of course. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزِ. Aziz means Al-Qadir الَّذِي لَا يُغَالَبْ. What is the meaning of Aziz and Qadir or Qadir? Qadir may be defeated sometimes, may be overcome. But Aziz is a Qadir which is never overcome, is never defeated, invincible Qadir. This is the meaning of Aziz. The other meaning of Aziz is that sometimes someone is Qadir, but they are very powerful, but they cannot do certain things. They can do many things by their power, but they cannot do certain things. Aziz is a Qadir who can do everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So if we take these two aspects of Izzah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, one is that you are the powerful who is never defeated, and you are the powerful who can do everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah, He has power over everything. Now, coming back to the verse, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Who did Prophet purify? Were every Muslims purified by this message, by the Prophet coming? Of course, Prophet read to everyone the Kitab, taught everyone the Kitab and Hikmah, but did everyone learn? And were everyone purified? Certainly not. A handful of people were purified. Again, when we see all these pronouns, we have to refer it back to this Ummatun Muslima, that there should be a group of people who yuzakkihim, he purifies them. Of course, teaching is general, but can Prophet purify everyone? Of course he cannot purify everyone. Only a group, and this tazkiyah is ultimate purification that they are asking, and Allah granted that. When He granted, so it should have been fulfilled in with respect to some people, and of course these are those whom Allah chose to be the leaders of the ummah. Inshallah, we continue with the next verse next week. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala tahirin.
Thank you very much, indeed, Sheikh. Okay. Thank you, Muhammad Wali, Muhammad Salwa.